Ukraine's president is calling for action. Elisa Brady, Fox News. This after reports of Russian missiles landing in Poland, a NATO member and Ukraine's neighbor. Russia denies it, and the Pentagon says it can't confirm the reports at this point. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian missiles have struck Poland, calling it a significant escalation of Russia's war in Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder telling reporters,
I can tell you that we don't have any information at this time to corroborate those reports. And are looking into this further. And so when we do have an update to provide, we'll be sure to do so.
But he reiterates the U.S. commitment to defend every inch of NATO territory. NATO is also investigating the reports in Poland. The White House says President Biden has been briefed on all of this, and he spoke a short time ago with Poland's leader from Indonesia, where he's attending the G20 summit. Meantime, President Biden asking Congress for more than $37 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine, much of it for defense support. That request would be part of a larger package to fund the government after the current stopgap bill expires next month. President Biden also asking for more than $9 billion in COVID funding ahead of a possible winter surge. In January, Republicans hope to be in control of the House, and they're backing Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy to be House Speaker. But it wasn't unanimous.
House Republicans voted to nominate McCarthy to the top spot in a closed-door secret ballot vote. But Arizona Republican Andy Biggs won a few dozen defectors. McCarthy prevailed 188-31. Members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus have withheld support for McCarthy, insisting first on more influence in the rules and committee process. It will take an outright House majority, 218 votes, to become Speaker on January 3rd.
Fox's Jared Halpern on the Hill. In the Senate, Florida Republican Rick Scott planning to challenge Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The murders of four college students off campus in Idaho over the weekend are not believed to be random killings. Investigators releasing an update on the case.
Police in Moscow say four University of Idaho students found dead in an off-campus apartment were targeted, killed with an edged weapon. Calling this an isolated attack, explaining there was no imminent threat to the community and they are following all leads and identifying persons of interest. The victims, three women and one man, all between the ages of 20 and 21. Police discovering the scene Sunday, responding to a report of an unconscious person. They're asking anyone with information to come forward. The university's president saying words cannot adequately describe the light these students brought to this world or ease the depth of suffering we feel at their passing under these tragic circumstances. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A concession in Nevada a few days after Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto was projected to keep her seat. Republican Adam Laxalt tweeting today that he's confident any challenge would not alter the outcome. A lawsuit over the COVID outbreak at a veterans home in Massachusetts is settled.
A federal judge approves a $58 million settlement with the state-run Soldiers Home in Holyoke, Massachusetts. Attorneys in the class action suit say 84 residents died of COVID in the spring of 2020, early during the pandemic, with about that many sick and surviving. Some have died of other causes since. The 164 plaintiffs include survivors who get at least $10,000 each, and families of those who died, they'll get at least $400,000 each. An investigator hired by the state found that the home's management made what were called baffling decisions letting the virus spread almost unchecked.
Fox's Chris Foster. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 56 points after fluctuating in the afternoon. Another sign inflation may be easing. Prices at the wholesale level up 8% in October from a year ago. That's a lower increase for the fourth month in a row. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.